Max 1073, you're with Jess this afternoon, and we know what kind of experiences we've been going through over the last couple of weeks. And since the immediate danger has died down a little bit, we are still on high alert on fires near me. A lot of stories are coming out from the fires from different perspectives. And Christy Williams, an absolute legend in our community, is joining me on the line. Thank you for having a chat with me this afternoon, Christy.
Thanks for talking to me, Jess. Yeah.
Now, you've been putting together and curating images for a 2020 calendar commemorating the fires.
Well, yeah, that's a nice way to put it. I like that. I did. I created a fundraising calendar. Sole purpose mainly is for 100% of the profits to be donated to the local rural fire services, because they are everybody's hero at the moment. The gratitude's thick in the air, so we've given people an outlet to be able to show that gratitude. Fundraising calendars are $25 each. 100% of the profits is going straight to the local rural fire services. It's a really awesome collection of images that are captured by local photographers. And as devastating as these bushfires have been, it does make for incredible photography. And I've been very careful not to choose any horrifying images, just ones that we would look back on and be able to look at for a month, you know.
Yeah.
The pictures go from Johns River, Old Bar, Wallaby Point, Saltwater, Diamond Beach. So it is mainly the coastal area that I've captured the images from and used in the calendar.
Yeah.
And all the local outlets between Tuncurry, Diamond Beach, Old Bar and up, they actually have heaps of sales outlets that have been so awesome supporting this venture, and all have calendars in there ready for the public to be able to go in and pick up from all those sales outlets really easily. So I can let everyone know a great big list of places they can pick these up today too.
Okay, awesome. So do you have a Facebook page that we can like and that will have that information on it, or?
At the moment I have only been running out of Old Bar community page. I've been putting posts up and keeping the community up to date with what's going on with the calendar, where they can get it. I have started putting it on all different buy, swap, sells and stuff as well, from Foster, Diamond Beach, Old Bar, Tari, just to let people know where those outlets are. But you're going to really help me today by being able to go on the radio and tell everybody as well that's missed that, because not everybody's on Facebook.
No.
You know, so it's good to be able to get the word out there to the public so they can show their support and go to these outlets and support this fundraiser.
Yeah, and that's another really great thing as well with these local businesses coming together. It's a great way to support local business. If you're in going and getting a calendar, it might be worth buying a little something for someone to shop local for Christmas and support
They're
them that way.
Businesses too. So yeah, you can get a lot of them. You can get a coffee, you can get this and get that, different shops. Got Go Vita, Health Food Shop in Tari and Foster. So they're places that people can really easily access and drop into. I've tried to make it convenient for people.
Yep.
Yeah. So it is cash only sales, because we don't want to go into our outlets and try and put it on cards, because that would make it very hard for them.
Yep.
So it is cash only sales out of the outlets, just to keep it so simple for them all.
Yeah, definitely. And so when you were picking images, were the photographers in the local community, they were happy to help and contribute images for the calendar?
100%. I did put the word out and ask people, because I started seeing just the most amazing images on Facebook coming through, that different people's perspective of the fires. And then it sort of dawned on me that it was quite timely to pop it into a calendar, and that everybody was just so grateful to the RFS. Everyone wanted a way to show their gratitude. And I thought, this is a way that everyone can show their gratitude, but also have a collection of these images. They're beautiful. Like, as much as the fire's horrific, I've chosen images that kind of capture the beauty of it as well. And it is an important historical thing. We might want to show our kids in the future what actually happened in November 2019 locally.
Yeah, it's something that we're probably never going to forget this.
No.
But it's a really great way to remember it.
For sure. But yeah, having a pictorial of it will be something in years to come. I'm sure people are going to pull out and show others, yeah.
So the Old Bar community page is the best way to find all the stockers and keep up to date with the calendar.
Yep.
And
I do keep posting on different buy, swap and sells, but that is the definite outlet, the definite space that I do keep updating all the time, yeah.
Awesome. And I want to say a big thank you for organising something like this, because it is timely. People are around the time that we're about to go buy calendars for the next year, but working so quickly in order to come up with a way to fundraise. I saw you posting pretty early on of getting this and trying to compile all the images together. And I just want to say thank you for taking the initiative and working out a way to give back to the Fireys in a way that I think a lot of people are really interested in supporting.
Oh, thanks, Jess. I really do appreciate that. Like, I have to be honest, it came out of insomnia. I hadn't slept for 5 days like so many other people. We were on high alert and my body wouldn't let me sleep. So while I was staying awake and alert and keeping an eye on the house and making sure my children are safe, I was putting this together during the night because there was no way I was going to sleep anyway.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are in the same boat. I know I don't remember the last time I had a full night's sleep, but I think a lot of people, it's taking a lot of adjusting to get back to the way we were 2 months ago.
Oh, for sure. It's been a heavy, heavy time, and I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for everyone that's been involved, for sure.
Well, thanks for joining me, Christy, and thank you for putting the calendar together. I'll pop this chat up on our Facebook page as well, but have
I'd
a good
love
one.
I'd to run through a little list of all my outlets, if that's okay, so that I can let everyone know where they are available from.
Absolutely.
Okay, so at Old Bar, we have available for sale our calendars for $25 each, cash-only sales. I do ask that you go in there with cash ready to buy these, make it easy for the outlet. So in Old Bar, we have Old Bar Sellers, we have Old Bar Post Office, we have Lauder's Real Estate Agent, we have LJ Hooker Real Estate Agent at Old Bar, Sai Tai Table and Tea at Old Bar, Old Bar Village Cafe, Flow Old Bar, Wallaby Point Coastal Cafe. And in Taree, we have Raw Sugar Cafe, we have Centrepoint Cafe, and we have Go Vita Health Shop Taree. In Tuncurrie, we have Tuncurrie Post Office, we have Tuncurrie News Agency. In Foster, we have Go Vita Health Shop. We have Wiseberry's Real Estate, which is right at the front of Stockland Mall, just to make it really nice and easy to find.
Yep.
And we have Halliday's Point Post Office as well. So we have outlets all up and down to make it really easy for people to pop in and purchase those calendars. And thank you so much to all the outlets for all your help in getting these out to the public for me as well.
Thank you, Christy.
Thanks so much, Jess.
All right.